a good day to be a Christian, right? It's a good day to be a Christian.
Yes.
You don't know really how to get started. I wrote down, we had talked earlier about the importance of our singers. But we went on to, it's not just their talent, it's that they use their talent. And I remember hearing on a show one time, a real singer sings with passion to make your audience feel the song, feel what you feel. And we thank you for singing from the feeling of the Holy Spirit, feeling of passion for what you sing. Because you can tell pretty quick when somebody's up here singing for their own glory. But both of those songs, I told Debbie, I said, they go right along with the sermon topic here this evening. And just a quick note on that pastor race. Yeah, that was a ball. But I relied on experience from the car owner. When I was out there, I'd try to remember what he was saying, and that made me think about the Word of God. And we as pastors, before that, we gathered together, and we stood in a circle and held hands, and we had prayer. We prayed for that Clark, that child, that 12-year-old. We prayed for him last night. And so it wasn't about the racing, the guy putting on the thing. It was about sharing the gospel of Christ to folks that normally wouldn't hear it. It's a great opportunity. They were led in prayer through the whole stadium. So, yeah, it was fun for us for a bit, but it is ultimately for the glory of God. Anybody remember the song? Yeah, it was from the 60s, maybe. I was a child. Signs, signs, everywhere signs. Blocking up the scenery, breaking my mind. Telling me to do that, do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs? Well, I was thinking about signs, and this was prior to his announcement there Wednesday about the coming event that's September 21st. 23rd, the constellation of the stars, all talks about in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Come on Wednesday nights and you'll learn more about the truth. And that's scientific proof as well as biblical proof. But signs, signs. And I thought of the scripture. It says the people say things have been going on the same forever. And it made me think more and more of what I've witnessed in my time. Look at the great falling away. People that's not even Christians see something is wrong, see something going on wrong. Tell me things are the same? They're not the same. You think about signs of, for information. We have a sign out there that tells about us. We have signs to tell us which direction to turn or which one not to turn, or ones we don't pay attention to, right, Dave? Or signs, I thought earlier, of the signs of protest. We see a lot of this on our news now, all those folks waving a sign. So it made me get to thinking, what kind of sign am I waving? We don't particularly have to hold a literal sign up when we produce a figuratively sign with our life actions. So that's kind of what the topic's going to be about today. One footnote. We're going to be going to Romans chapter 12. But one footnote there, I thought of a lot about some of the signs of healing. You know what, folks? I've been healed. I've been lost and now I'm found. I was blind, and now I see. I was thinking this morning, the Lord took a heart that was dead and made it alive. He took a heart that was sad and made it glad. That's spiritual healing. That's real healing. The world wants to see, but we know what to see. So we're going to talk about signs. What kind of sign are you? This is all about us. I might refer to some folks I might see out that say one thing, do something different. But this message tonight is for us. As harsh as some of it might sound to us, but you know, I think being one of the pastors last night was talking about, if he's not chastising us, he don't love us. If he's not whooping us, he don't care about us. So, if he gets after, stomps your toes once in a while, it's because he loves us. And remember, if something I say stomps your toes, guess who's got it first? You know, Dave will vouch for that. What kind of sign are you holding up? And don't forget, when I say you, this is me included. It's us. It's not something that I'm saying to anybody out there that's not coming to me first. So we're gonna be in Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verses 1 through 3 to start. But first, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, I praise your name right now. I thank you, Lord, for each and everything. We acknowledge you right here, right now, that you are the creator of all things, that you are in full control. We ask you to forgive us, help get us out of the way, get our worldly thoughts out of the way, and may your Holy Spirit have full control of this service this evening and speak to each one of our hearts that we've become the sign that you want us to be, the sign that you created us to be. Again, I ask for you to get this fella right here out of the way, Lord, and may the Holy Spirit be the focus of the sermon, and may we all remain focused on Jesus Christ. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that's Christians, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's the least you can do. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. If that didn't speak to each one of us in this room here this evening, something is wrong. Something is wrong. I remember thinking, man, Jamie, you've arrived. You've got ordained as a preacher and blah, 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 blah. Boy, did I take a whooping and chop me clear to the ground. I was not humbled. I was humiliated because I thought I was something that I was not. I'm a servant. I want to be a servant for our King, our Master, and our Savior. That spoke to each and every one of us, from young people to old people. I guess. Oh, there, Miss Patty volunteered for that. But that's it. It is one-dimensional, this relationship with Jesus Christ. Our service with Jesus Christ is one-dimensional. We all have to stay focused right there on Christ. I don't have to be more so than anybody else, and you don't have to be more so. We all have different callings, and we're learning that on Wednesday nights about disciples. Try to come. Very powerful speaking stuff. It's stuff you can see. So, Debbie helped me out here. So, is this your sign today? Now think about it. You know, it's not. I'm not sitting here throwing accusations at anybody. Look within yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. I am content to do nothing. Is that you? Now, we'll look at Matthew 5:16 and see what the Word of God says about that. I'll be the first one to admit. Sean will do it. Dave will do it. Greg will do it. Hey, right here, I was content. Debbie and I, when we come here, we came to sit in the pews. Praise the Lord. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for His motivation. Thank Him for His Holy Spirit that picked us up. But here's what the Word of God says about that. I am content to do nothing. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine." Everybody knows this one. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That doesn't say just being at church sitting in the pew. You're not lighting up a spot right here. You need to light up a spot out there at your workplace, when you're shopping at the mall and Walmart and everywhere else we go, at the racetrack. Be a light for the Lord. We cannot sit amongst them and be like them. 1 Timothy 6:17-18 says, "Charge them that are rich in the world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God." But trust in the living God. He's saying, don't trust in yourself. Trust in the living God, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18, "That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate." Get up and work. Get up and do your calling. We've talked a lot about callings here of recent times. We got to respond to our calling. God didn't call us to come and sit in pews. Hey, I tell you, I'm first one growing up. If I went to church, I felt like I had done my part. If I showed up, they called it what? Grandpa Charlie called it darkening the door. You walked in, you sit down. Now bless me. Then you got up and left. I done my part. I'm a good Christian. No, that's not the point of this. That's not what you was called to do. When you're saved, you are called. And we're finding out on Wednesday nights, we're called to do more than be a pew warmer. We're called to do more than to be a, I'll just leave it at a pew warmer. And then I'm going to read real quick Titus 2:7. Says, "In all things, everything you do, driving down the road, paying the cashier, your work, all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil to think, say a thing about you." Stand up for the Lord. Amen. We are called to be a light unto the world. And you know what? If you stand with holding the sign up, "I'm a Christian," and you're not living it, you're a light unto the world. The wrong kind of sign. Okay. Number two. Ask yourself, am I afraid? Now this is as a Christian. Am I afraid? Am I ashamed of being a Christian? Ask yourself that. How often, guilty. Opportunity arose, and I'm in a crowd that I don't think it would be popular, so I don't say nothing. Now, I do now, but used to I wouldn't. There was a time I just kind of hunkered down. I'm afraid. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Ooh. Please forgive me. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1. We'll read chapter 6 through 9. 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 through 9 says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God." We can talk right there just a few minutes on the gift of God. When you get saved, you got saved because of the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift that God gave us, the gift that God sent when we didn't deserve it, when we didn't even ask for it, He sent it. which is in thee by putting on of my hands. Now that's Paul, or Timothy. No, that's Paul talking to the... For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Dave hit that one this morning. What are we to fear? What are we to fear? Debbie scared me with a rubber snake yesterday. In fact, but what are we to fear? But of God, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I'm going to read that verse again. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Where do we get the power? From the Holy Spirit. Of love. How do we love one another? We can't muster up enough love without the Holy Spirit sometimes to love ourselves. But with the Holy Spirit, we love those that don't love us. And of a sound mind. That's the Word of God. Have our minds full of the knowledge of the Word of God. As Greg's been teaching on these Wednesday nights, and all the teachers have been teaching on Wednesday nights, the whole source of truth is in the Word of God. We need to fill our minds with the knowledge so we can have the wisdom in our hearts of the Word of God. Verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Who's ashamed to tell somebody that Jesus died for me? Man. And I've been that guy. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us, who has called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. If people downgrade you because you are a Christian, you are blessed. That is a blessing from God. And what can they do? Dave said this morning, fear not who can harm the body, who can destroy the body, but fear him who can destroy both soul and body. Okay, number three. Number three, is this you today? You have to do it my way. Are you that kind of Christian? That you're the sign that people see. If you're walking out in your daily life, does your life say this? Does your Christian walk say this? You got to do it my way. Now, if I remember right, and I know I remember right, it's John 14, 6. Jesus says, and everybody knows that verse, but Jesus says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father by me. Who do I think that I am that I say, Sean, you're not doing it right, you got to do it like this? Who am I? Nobody. Jesus says, I am the way. That's why I told those other pastors at church, our focal point is Christ and Christ alone. And they all agreed that that's where it should be. But the focus is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So who am I to say that? Who are you to say that to others? Point him towards Jesus. Is your life pointing towards Jesus? Is your Christian witness pointing towards Jesus? Don't do it the Methodist way, the Baptist way, the Pentecostal way, this way, that way, blah, 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 blah. That's just getting all out of hand, really. Really, it is. It is. It's a growing cancer, I suppose, defeating churches. They're dying. People are dying in different churches, and it's not particular denominations. They've lost their focus of what the purpose of church is. We've got to keep our focus that Jesus is the way. So those that are looking at our sign can see that we're just kind of information. We're kind of a direction sign. So right there, that's the way. Jesus is the way. Okay, number four. Oh, here's a good one. It's a real toe stomper here. I am better than you. Is your Christian life carrying that sign that, hey, I'm better than you. I got this and you don't, or I pray more than you do, or I testify more than you do, or I give more than you do. I hope that's not none of us here. But I remember a day when I thought, oh, how humbling that is when you read Romans 3:23, and we know what that says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know who that includes? Every one of us should point at ourselves. That includes me. I can't stand here and say, that includes him. Him. Man, the source of all sin. We've learned that in a Wednesday night Bible study. Lasted 2 or 3 weeks. The source of sin is selfishness. When I'm standing here saying it's all your fault and not mine, that's the root of all sin. I pray if that's you, and there again, I'm not throwing darts. Take it up with you and the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Confess it. Get beyond it. Because I pray that. And in closing, here's the sign, and I'll confess. Many times I've thought to myself, I'm going to make me a sign, and I'm going to stand right out there and hold this sign up. Because you see them in town, you know, during tax time, there's this lady in the Liberty and you know, the pizza guy, Little Caesars, you know. Jesus loves you. Is this the sign that your Christian walk is showing? That's where we need to be. That's where I want to be, and I pray that that's where you want to be. It's up to you. What kind of sign are you holding up? They come and get a song. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. All those people that's around you in your area where you work, where you're walking through the stores, looking around, is it reflecting from you that Jesus loves them? If no more, pay the cashier. Jesus loves you. It's easy. Took me a long time to get up to nerve enough to do it. And what was I afraid of? Was that cashier going to come over the counter and beat me up? No, they usually just kind of look at you and then smile and say thank you. Say, Jesus loves you. That's the kind of sign we got to hold up as individuals and as a unified body of Christ, as the local church right here. We got to represent Jesus Christ to the community. Each one of us does our part. We'll take care of the whole part. Ask yourself, what's your sign?